Welcome to Lesson 9. This lesson will show you how to use Windows Help feature to get more information about performing tasks. Specifically, you'll learn how to access help and how to select a topic from its content sheet. We'll work with the Help window and learn how to use the Help Index. We'll take a look at how to get help for a specific application as well as a specific dialog box. In this lesson, you're going to use the WordPad program, which might not be installed on your computer. If you want to make sure it's installed now, click the Help button in the toolbar and follow the instructions. Or you can install it during the lesson when it is needed. Look over the lesson topics and then click the Play button to start working with Help. As easy as Windows is to use, there will probably be times when you can't figure out how to do something. Windows provides an online help system that can answer most of your questions. There are several ways to access help. One way is to press your F1 function key, or you can choose the help item from the start menu. Click the start button in the taskbar now. Highlight and then click the help item. The help topics dialog box is divided up into three sections. The first sheet lists the table of contents. If the contents sheet is not currently in front, click its tab now. The table of contents is divided into four books, plus two quick tutorials. To open a book of topics, you highlight the book and then click the display button. Or you can double-click the book or its title. Let's see what the how-to book has to offer. Please double-click it. Now you see another list of books, each of which contains a list of topics. Let's look at the print book. Double-click it. The little icons with the question marks represent specific topics that help covers. Go ahead and double-click the printing a document topic. The dialog box went away, and now you can see the Windows Help window. You can move and resize this window like any other window. The first part tells you how to print a document. The second section offers some handy tips. If you'd like to read the contents of this window now, pause the audio and then resume it when you are ready to continue. Notice the Related Topics button at the bottom of the window. If you don't see it, click inside the lower section of the vertical scroll bar to scroll down. The Related Topics button leads to more topics related to the current Help window. Go ahead and click it. There's only one related topic. Click the Display button to see it. The contents of the Help window have been replaced by the new topic. You should now see Help for putting a shortcut on the desktop. If you'd like to read this topic now, pause the audio and then resume it when you are ready to continue. Now look at the buttons right below the title bar. Clicking the Help Topics button displays the Help Topics dialog box again. The Back button displays the previous help topic you chose. Go ahead and click the Back button. Now the Print topic is displayed again. The Options button lets you work with the help topic in various ways. Click it now. You can copy this help topic somewhere else, such as to a document, or you can print it out for future reference. You can also select the font that's used in the display. The Keep Help on Top item makes sure that the help window doesn't get covered up by another window or dialog box. This comes in handy when the help window contains instructions you need to see while working in another window. Highlight the Keep Help on Top item now. Next, click the On Top option, even if it already has a check mark next to it. Now let's return to the Help Topics dialog box. Click the Help Topics button. Let's close the print book and open another one. Double-clicking an open book or its title closes it. Please double-click the print book. Now double-click the Maintain Your Computer book. Next, double-click the topic called Changing Your Computer's Time. Now look in the Windows Help window. This topic contains a few other nice help features. The little button with the arrow on it in the first sentence takes you directly to the window or dialog box that lets you perform the task you're reading about. In this case, Clicking it will display the Date Time Properties dialog box. Go ahead and click it. You could now change the date and time by following the step-by-step instructions in the Help window. You're not actually going to change the time now, so please close the dialog box by clicking the Cancel button. Now click the Help Topics button in the Help window. Next, we're going to use the index sheet to search for a specific topic. Click the Index tab. The index sheet lists help topics in alphabetical order. You can scroll these entries and select a topic, or you can search for a topic by typing in the first few letters of its name. Most of these topic entries lead to another window of help topics. Let's search for a topic about multimedia. If the cursor is not currently blinking inside the top rectangle, click inside it now. Type in the letters M, U, and watch the topic list as you type. The topic list scrolled down as you typed in each letter. Now double-click the topic called Multimedia. The Topics Found dialog box lists a bunch of topics related to multimedia. Double-click the first topic. The Help window now contains information about the CD player. If you'd like to read the contents of this window now, pause the audio and then resume it when you're ready to continue. Now click the Help Topics button. The Find sheet in the Help Topics dialog box enables you to display all the help topics that contain a specific word. If you really want to dig deep into the Windows Help system, it's a good tool to use. Zoom's How Do I Helper provides step-by-step instructions for using this tool. We're finished working with the Help dialog box, so please close it by clicking the Cancel button. Now close the Help window by clicking its Close button in the title bar. The Help feature we just used offers help about general areas in Windows. But often you'll be working with a specific application or a dialog box, and you'll want help just about that object. Most programs that are designed to run in Windows 95 offer their own help feature. In general, they adhere to the help format we just worked with. Let's take a look. We'll bring up WordPad. First, click the Start button. Highlight the program's item. Highlight Accessories. One of the last items in the Accessories submenu should be WordPad. If you don't see it listed, pause the audio and then click the Help button in the play bar. There you'll find instructions for installing WordPad. Go ahead and highlight WordPad and then click it. Now look at the WordPad Windows menu bar. Notice that the last menu item is Help. Most applications let you use the F1 function key to access help. Press the F1 key on your keyboard now. This is basically the same help dialog box we worked with earlier, but notice that it contains only those topics related to WordPad. You could now double-click a specific book and locate the type of WordPad help you need. Close the WordPad help dialog box by clicking the Cancel button. Now close WordPad by clicking the Close button in its title bar. The last type of help we're going to look at is Dialog Box Help. First, click the Start button. Let's bring up the Run dialog box. Click the Run item. The open rectangle in the Run dialog box might be blank, or it might already have a file name in it. What if you aren't sure what's supposed to go in the section? Look in the right side of the title bar. The button with the question mark on it can help you. Click the button now. Notice that the mouse pointer now has a question mark stuck to it. This means you can click on any object in the dialog box and get more information about it. Click inside the open rectangle. You should see a box containing information about the open section. Clicking on an empty part of the desktop removes the box. Read over the box for a moment and then click on the desktop. You can bring up the same help information by just right-clicking an object in the dialog box. Let's try it. Click the right mouse button on the Browse button. Here's a miniature pop-up menu. The What's This item displays information about the object. Click it now. Read over the help box and then remove it by clicking on the desktop. We're not going to run a program right now. Just remember, whenever you need help with a specific part of a dialog box, just right-click it. Now close the dialog box by clicking the Cancel button. That about wraps up Lesson 9. In Lesson 10, I'll give you a few troubleshooting hints that might help you when Windows doesn't act the way you think it should. When you return to the Windows 95 tutorial menu in a moment, you can click Lesson 10 to move on. Goodbye.